It is the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, and I will say good morning, Chef John Ash.
How are you?
Let me get my...
your headphones. Yes, your apparatus.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. I'll tell you what. Let us start. Why don't we start with an interview?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Let us start with Chef Mark Miller, who we had the pleasure of meeting on Thursday night. Mark, are you there?
I am here.
Well, we want to congratulate you on winning this big rice competition, which kind of came out of left field for us. We were invited.
Me too.
John and I were invited to participate in this, sponsored by the Rice Trader International at the Kendall Jackson Winery in Santa Rosa. Chefs were invited to submit on-site and prepare their best rice dish, and a panel of judges, of which John and I were part, tasted all of these and awarded points, and they announced the winning recipe and chef at the end of the event, and you came out on top, so congratulations.
Yeah, I am the current the Lord of Rice.
So tell us what you get. I mean, you get a really fabulous prize.
I do. Being the Lord of Rice, I have a trip to the Philippines to participate in the Rice Traders event, which is a rice growers and rice producers event, and I am one of the judges. I'll be judging the actual rice for this big, huge world event. So that's going to be pretty exciting. In the Philippines, yes.
In the Philippines.
What this is to pick. I don't know how it's done. I still am befuddled by it. To pick the best rice in the world.
That's right.
By kind of aroma and the feed, because these are not cooked. These are not cooked rice.
According to Paul Schroeder, who filled me in, and he was the Lord of the Rice in the past. So he told me that you will be judging the actual grain,
the
raw
grain.
And then also the flavor and texture of it cooked.
Okay. Well, that makes it much more easier.
It does. But how in the world do you pick, when you think about how many rice being the most
widely grown?
Widely grown,
yeah, exactly.
And also the kinds of rice. That was something that we had a problem with, because there are many, you tend to think about long grain white rice as being the standard, mm-hmm. but there are so many different kinds of rices that
absolutely and each rice is definitely has a different flavor, mm-hmm. and texture from different regions that it's grown in. This, you know, Thai Homoli rice, which is the jasmine rice, is it's different texture and from each grower. It's
Mark,
pretty amazing.
And we should mention that Mark is the chef at Underwood Bar and Bistro in Grayton, a fabulous restaurant.
Famous mm-hmm. rice restaurant.
A famous
I guess now it is.
So Mark is the reigning Lord of Rice until September 2025. So pay him, if you're in the restaurant, you see him, pay him the respect that he has earned, number one. And I'm sure that he's lauding this over his kitchen staff. Like, that's Lord, Chef Lord Miller. Lord Miller.
Yeah, I'm being called his lordship stuff.
So,
yeah,
Mark, would you share with John really and me again and our listeners the recipe and how you developed this recipe?
The dish is a Thai Lao crispy rice dish, and it's a street food that's often served, and it's called Nam Khao Tod, and this dish is usually it's formed with a red curry rice ball, and then they fry this ball, break that up, and the outside is crispy and the inside is still sort of moist. It is moist, and they break that up and serve it with, it has lots of herbs in it and a spicy dressing and herbs, and I kind of tilted it a bit and changed it, and I made a red curry rice crispy, and that kind of really gives it. So I made sure I got lots of crispiness in the dish. So
plus lots of rice. Mm-hmm, yeah. Which you're the lord of.
What's that?
You're the lord of. There's lots of rice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lord, thank you.
I'm sorry. I was giving you homage.
So these are actually kind of a Rice Krispie then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's basically a Rice Krispie. It's the same concept of sizzling rice soup is made with the same thing, where they just dry the rice out overnight and then fry it in oil and it becomes Rice Krispies. And then when they pour it into the hot soup, it makes that crispy sizzling thing. So that's where the technique comes from. And then all I did was rub the rice grains before they were dried with red curry paste.
So Mark, what's your experience in Thai Lao cooking? I don't think of Underwood as being the bastion of that kind of that
exactly,
cuisine.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So with the pandemic, when we had to shut down, I've been making Thai food since the 90s and been passionate about it. I just been doing what I have to do as a chef, and then always kind of feeding some of my things in there of Thai food. And I've been traveling to Thai food, I mean, to Thailand for many years, and Cambodia for many years. And when the pandemic happened and we shut down, the owner, Matthew Greenbaum, was like, well, you want to start just making your Thai food? It does great to go. And I said, yes, I will. And I started making traditional Thai food, and we're putting it out the window. And it became a huge success, and we haven't been able to take it off the menu because it is such a huge success.
So what Thai things are you offering now?
We have a Hat Yai fried chicken, which is very popular. We have Pad Thai on the menu, which is extremely popular, and I have a Pad Krapao on the menu right now. I do a Thai lettuce cup, which is basically a lob right now, and then I guess I'm putting on the famous rice dish.
So the Thai crispy rice salad will be featured
next
on the menu
week.
Next week.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow, and it's funny because technique wise there's not a lot involved, which is the brilliance of the recipe. We tried some very very complex dishes beside yours, and at the end of the day all the judges that appeared obviously felt that this one was the one they wanted to eat every day.
Was one
of the comments.
Oh, wow. I was super honored, you know. I just C. Thai Bistro was right next to me, you know. Oh god, Tony. He's like, no. He said your dish was amazing. As soon as I ate it, I was like, okay. He was so kind, yeah.
Well, we just want to say congratulations, His Lordship, Mark, Chef Mark Miller from Underwood Bar and Bistro, who was crowned. Actually, he didn't put a crown on his head, but he was awarded the title Lord of Rice, which the award, which is really cool, all expense paid trip to the Philippines to be one of the judges in the best rice, the international rice competition. When is this, Mark?
That is November 5th through the 7th.
Okay. Well, would you come back and chat with John and me when you come back from the Philippines?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And bring some of the winner with you?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Well, this is great.
I'm super excited about it, and it's been so much fun.
Well,
I can't believe I won. And it's for something that I truly love, which is Thai food. I'm just overwhelmed by it, and so it's been really great.
Well, you earned it, and have a fabulous trip in November, and we'll look forward to maybe having you on before Thanksgiving when you're still fresh and still buzzing from the excitement of judging all these rices. And folks, head out to Underwood Bar and Bistro in Grayton, where you can try the winning recipe, the Thai crispy rice salad. Mark tells us it's going to be put on the menu this coming week, correct, Mark?
That is right.
Thanks for spending time with John and me.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Chef Mark Miller. So you do also a fabulous riff on this recipe, John, that appears in the new Hog Island book of fish and seafood.
Yeah.
And what is your dish called?
Well, it's called larb, which is a classic Thai Lao dish made with whatever protein you want to make it out of. It's made with chicken and or pork or any of those things. But obviously, because the book is about seafood, my version is done with seafood.
So it made, as you mentioned, beef, pork, chicken.
Yeah.
But this is, of course, your choice of seafood, shrimp, or, as you mentioned, white fish, any type of white fish.
Yeah, whatever fish you have on hand. So, yeah, you don't have to be specific about it.
And larb, is that a street food in Thailand?
Yes, absolutely. And how it's served, like Mark served his dish, it's typically served with lettuce leaves, usually romaine-type leaves that are sturdy, and you put it in the center and you roll it up and you eat it. So it's a classic.
It is a classic. And this is not beyond the realm of an average home cook to be able to make this.
No.
Right. This would be easy to do. Do you purchase the toasted rice powder, or do you make your own?
You can either make your own, and I think I included a recipe for that, or maybe I didn't.
We'll just buy it.
But you can buy it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we've done, and the photographer, this is a beautiful photograph. Is this from the book?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have just posted this recipe online for John Ash's Seafood Larb, which appears in the, just released actually last year, Hog Island Book of Fish and Seafood. And this book, we should mention, is up for a major award.
That's right. A trip to Thailand. No.
It's a part of the Julia Child International Association of Culinary Professionals Cookbook Awards, which have been happening since 1987 or so. And John's book has been nominated for Best Single Subject Book.
Yeah.
And I think the awards will be happening on September 26th.
Yes, that's
this
correct.
Coming Thursday. In New York City? Or is it in Chicago? Where is
no,
it?
No, it's in New York City.
In New York City.
Yeah.
So either you'll be celebrating or you won't.
Yeah.
But I think your chances are really good.
You know, that old saw now. Well, it just, the important thing is to be nominated.
Well, no, it's better to win.
Yeah,
we'll be rooting for you.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, back after this, a couple food festivals, which you're not going to want to miss. And in just a few minutes, Michelle Anna Jordan will be joining John and me live in the KSRO kitchen.
Now, the left is shifting the goalposts, because in order to divide Americans from Americans, we have to shift the goalposts and suggest that discrimination is still a deeply active factor in every aspect of American life.
Ben Shapiro, weekday afternoons at 4 on KSRO.
It's personal, and it's your choice. You've contemplated cosmetic surgery for a long time. Maybe it's cosmetic breast surgery, a reduction, lift, or augmentation. Or maybe you wanted smart lipo body contouring for a long time. Dr. Tom and his caring staff understand your concerns are personal and confidential.
It is personal. We take our time and walk you through the whole process. Our philosophy? You, the patient, are part of the surgical team. That's why we include you in the decision-making process.
How do I get started?
It's easy. Just call our office. Our wonderful surgical liaison will listen to your concerns and arrange for a virtual or in-office consultation.
Dr. Tom, you use local anesthesia for cosmetic surgery?
Yes. Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast the day of your surgery, and you will appreciate the quicker recovery with less discomfort.
Voted best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Call Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation online at drtomcosmetic.com.
The Pacific Coast Air Museum Wheels and Wings Car Show is this Saturday from 8 to 2. This is a unique gathering of meticulously restored antique and muscle cars of every era and description. Classic aircraft and classic cars arranged together. PCAM just asks that you avoid drooling on any of this mechanical magnificence. Bring your camera and your kids for some great photo opportunities. If you have a classic car, muscle car, or other performance automobile you'd like to show, you can still register Saturday at the event for $25. See loads of muscle and classic cars and aircraft. Enter the raffle for great prizes. All proceeds from the event go directly to the museum. Admission is $10, with kids 7 and under free. If you don't feel like driving, take the smart train and take their shuttle to PCAM. See you this Saturday at the Pacific Coast Air Museum Wheels and Wings Car Show from 8 to 2. Take Airport Boulevard to North Laughlin and look for the aircraft.
Did you know your life insurance is an asset you can sell? I'm Jay Jackson, CEO of Abacus Life. For almost 20 years, Abacus has been purchasing life insurance policies from seniors just like you. And at abacuspays.com, we've created a free policy value calculator so you can find out the worth of your policy in just seconds. There are no fees and no obligations. Get real value from your life insurance when you need it with Abacus. Learn more at abacuspays.com.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Couple things you might want to put on your culinary calendar for next Saturday. First of all, if you're going to be up in Lake County, don't miss the 31st annual Kelseyville Pear Festival. We have, for the last 30 years, featured this festival on the show, had some of the growers and participants on the show because we love pears. I know some people are not big pear fans, but we love them. So it's free. There's a great parade. There's all kinds of rides, and there's pear, everything you can food. Do with a pear, and yeah. lots of food
yeah.
in Kelseyville. You can go to their website, the Kelseyville Pear Festival. It is always the last Saturday in September, and of course that would be the 28th. And John, we have just posted a couple of your pear recipes.
Oh. And, you know, I thought these were maybe a little too out there, but they're not.
Well, it's so funny because Dr. Rachel Spade mentioned, said, well, I'm not a pear fan, but she said, this recipe that John has on the website, this would get me to do pears. And it's pan roasted pears with candy cap mushroom sauce. That's number one.
That was number one. But the one she's going to do are the pears poached in coffee.
The pears poached, not just any old coffee, but isn't there some, is there Jack Daniels or anything in there?
No, there's a cream if you want to make it to go alongside. But if you just poach the pears in sweetened coffee, they're so delicious, and they keep for a long time. And there's something about the infusion of the pears, and you put some sugar in there, and the flavor of the coffee just goes wonderfully with it.
God, I love this idea.
Yeah. It's actually an old recipe that I think I didn't do it for this pear festival, but I did it for some pear.
Some planting in years past.
Yeah.
And do the pears have to be dead ripe to do this recipe?
No, you don't want them dead ripe because you want them a little firm because you're poaching them, you're cooking them.
Okay.
So you don't want them to become mushy.
Oh, gosh, that sounds fabulous.
It is. It's a great technique, and actually can do it with coffee poached apples are great. But I found that pears are the very best of all.
Oh, I love this idea. So that recipe's on the KSRO website. And this next one you included is your pan-roasted pears with candy cap mushroom sauce. And can we find candy cap mushrooms?
You probably are going to have to get them online. There's a company called, an online-only company called Fresh and Wild, and you can order them from them. There was a guy, he was a park ranger that I got to know, who gathered them because he really loved them. So I would buy them from him, but he's retired now, and I don't know where he's at.
So do you have to get yours online?
Well,
you do. You don't have
them. Well, they're dried, so you get them when they're dried.
I get it.
And they're the most interesting. The reason they're called candy caps is that when the aroma is so intense, it's like maple syrup times 10, the aroma and flavor of them. And they're just delicious.
To peel or not to peel?
The pears?
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably peel them.
You would?
Yeah, because you don't have to.
And available pears, actually the Bartletts were everywhere, but if you had your druthers.
Oh, there are tons of pears.
There are now.
This is the reason they're having the pear festival up in
In Kelseyville.
In Kelseyville, is that they're all available. So my favorite of all are, I think for this recipe, well any of them that are fine, but I like Bosque for this. And
Comice
are so luxurious that I almost think that once you get them ripe, you don't want to do anything to them but eat them. But
so there's your two recipes. We have the pears with the poached in coffee. Is that right? That's one of them. And then the pan-roasted pears with candy cab mushroom sauce.
And I include in there the Fresh and Wild website and telephone number.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Both of those are there. When we come back, Michelle Anna Jordan will be joining us live in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility. It's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available, from pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas. You're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Coyote Family Farm is filled with luscious flower bouquets and fresh summer produce. You have to try the strawberries. They're like little sugar bombs. Find them at Chem and Stony Point Farms booths. Santa Rosa Seafood offers the freshest fish around Saturday and Wednesday, as well as specialty salads, cioppino, clam chowder, and local oysters from Marin. Jamaican Jerk has hot prepared Jamaican food for lunch or dinner. The Italian Corner offers items like mushroom and sausage risotto, cashew Alfredo sauce, chicken lemon ricotta ravioli, and a variety of lasagnas. Chava's Pizza makes everything from scratch and bakes your pizza to order in a wood-fired oven. Expanded curbside shopping service available.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
I got in a really bad car accident. Should I get a lawyer?
How do I get full custody of my kids?
Have legal questions? Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Can I fire someone if they're an at-will employee?
My partner is not paying his child support. What should I do?
How do I get rid of a DUI on my record?
Got a legal question? Get an answer. Go to KSRO.com and click on Sonoma County Legal Line. It's free and confidential.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
I'm KSRO's Michelle Marquis with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Some clouds this morning will give way to mostly sunny skies this afternoon. We'll see a high of about 81 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 51, some fog in the overnight hours. Tomorrow is warmer with a high of 85. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KS Hardo kitchen, a couple things before we welcome Michelle Anna Jordan. Hog Island and McAvoy Ranch in Petaluma are combining forces for a lovely dinner featuring recipes from your hopefully award-winning book.
Yes.
The Hog Island Book of Fish and Seafood. Yeah. And that's coming up when? What is that?
The 26th.
The 26th
is the
Thursday
the,
night.
The announcement of the judges for the Julia Child Award.
And the dinner itself, the Hog Island McAvoy?
Is it the 30th?
I think it's September 30th.
I think it's the 26th also.
Oh, is it the same day?
Yeah, I believe. But if you go on either the Hog Island site or the McAvoy Ranch site, they're both well displayed there.
And you'll be there signing copies of the book?
Of course.
Well, sounds fantastic. So put that on your to-do list. And next Saturday, the 35th Annual Viking Fest from 10 to 4 at Norway Hall on West 9th Street in Santa Rosa. As I mentioned, we featured this a number of times over the many 35 years we've done the show.
Well, you finally told me. I thought, what is this?
It comes and goes. You could taste Vikings in a boat, meatballs, rice pudding with raspberry sauce, fresh Norwegian waffles and lefse, now the Freya bake sale with traditional Scandinavian baked goods, and entertainment. Listen to this, a Viking encampment and demonstrations by the Society for Creating Anachronism. On the back lawn, accordion music by Keith Church, photo booth. You can dress in Viking garb.
Wow.
And have your photo taken. Plus, there's Viking pottery. There's something called Shield Maiden Sanctum, which I have no idea what that is, but it sounds scary. Scandinavian form and design, uniquely Nordic, rare rabbit design, and mushwood artistry. It's the Viking Fest, 10 to 4, next Saturday. Doesn't it sound fun?
Yeah.
Michelle Anna Jordan. What have you been up to?
Oh, working pretty hard. getting ready for the grand finale of this year's Dinner in a Movie.
That's coming up at the is it the Rialto?
Yeah, it's always at the Rialto. It's upstairs. People don't realize if they just go for a movie, they don't really realize that there's this beautiful lounge upstairs, and we've configured it into a dining room, and we've done five dinners. Well, we'll have our fifth dinner in October, and then we'll be announcing the lineup for 2025.
So how do you cook? Is there a kitchen?
They have a full cafe.
Oh, that's right.
The cafe is downstairs, and we set up. We do all the dishing up upstairs. Uh-huh. If we need hot plates or crock pots, we've got a big refrigerator. So it's a little cramped, but I make it work, and the staff at the Rialto is just wonderful.
Oh, that's great.
And the people who are often selling you tickets for the film, they act as servers. So it feels like a family affair.
So what's on the menu?
Well, what is on the movie? First of all, what is the movie?
It's one of your favorite movies, isn't it?
I always call it my favorite because it's always good to have a favorite you can pull out if someone asks you. Rosemary's Baby.
Well, I guess with Halloween coming up, it's the perfect choice, isn't it?
And plus, I'm really surprised. I thought we'd be in the smallest theater, which seats 45 people. Mm-hmm. There is so much passion for this movie that they are liable to move it downstairs into the biggest theater. So the menu is going to be really fun. The first course I'm calling Velvet Mousse because Kai, the wonderful owner, he's not real fond of chicken livers, but you have to have liver in there somewhere if it's Rosemary's Baby. So I'm doing...
tell me, I can't remember the liver tie-in.
Well, she at one point in the early stages of her pregnancy, before we really know what's exactly happened, you see her and she's eating raw liver and catches a glimpse of herself in the toaster, the glow of the toaster, and is horrified. So the chicken liver mousse, it's really what they call in Britain, they call potted meat. Uh-huh. It's absolutely delicious, and I'm going to serve that with Eppies from Nightingale Bakery. And the next is a late season tomato soup, nice red color. Mm-hmm. And just late season tomatoes have such a different taste than early season. So I'm celebrating that. And then for the main course, and in the movie, they're visiting Rosemary's friend, and he's serving a leg of lamb for dinner. So what I'm doing a Turkish rice dish that's, let's see, rice, garbanzo beans, braised lamb, rosemary, cilantro, Italian parsley, and that will all be served sort of half on, half off, a slice of rare leg of lamb, and then a little bit of a sweet pepper salad alongside. And then I'm adding a little cheese course for the first time. We're just going to do a little red, a little little wedge of something triple creamish with some microgreens from Earthworker Farm. And then for dessert, can we guess?
Can we guess? I'm sure it's so obvious.
So it it's the Rosemary's Baby tie-in, isn't it?
And it's the biggest tie-in.
Oh, God.
Okay, and I give up.
I do, too.
It's chocolate mousse. When they sit down to have dinner on the night that it's going to happen, there's the doorbell rings, and you see through the peephole, Minnie Castavet is standing there, and she has the two chocolate mousse, and it's the chocolate mousse that's being given to Mary, to Rosemary, that has the sedative that will put her to sleep. And it that happens at 38 minutes into the movie.
Well, I must tell you, I must plead, I haven't seen the movie in 56 years.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. It holds up. It holds up. And it's and we're having a costume contest.
Oh boy!
I'll be putting up posters for the costume contest, and getting it should be up on the Rialto's website by now. But I'll be putting posters up at Hot Couture, and then at a few other thrift stores. And there's three categories: come as Minnie Castavet, come as Roman Castavet, and there's a great picture of the two of them on the poster. And then third is come as anything connected to the movie except Minnie or Roman.
Okay. And is there a prize?
Oh, yes, there are prizes. Okay. There are cookbooks, movie tickets, set of tickets to one of next year's dinner and a movie. And we'll also be announcing that night before people go in to watch the movie, we'll be announcing the lineup, the dates, and the movies for 2025. And we even have 2026 almost fleshed out.
This has been incredibly popular.
Yeah. It is. It's really...
Well, it sounds like so much fun.
It is a lot of fun.
And especially if you're a fan of the movie, as you are, obviously, and know some of the details.
Yeah, and we're pulling out movies that people haven't seen on a big screen in a long time. In August, we had Diva from 1983, and it was I hadn't seen it since it came out, and it was absolutely delightful to see that movie. And then seeing Godfather 2, which we did in June, seeing that on the big screen is just,
so it's October 13th.
You get tickets on the Rialto's website, and what you do is you go to Rialto Cinema, you click on the Sonoma County icon, and then you go to Coming Soon, and you just scroll all the way down until you see Dinner and a Movie.
Okay, and so you can get the dinner and the movie, dinner, movie, gratuity, and tax all included, or you can get the individual dinner or just the film only. So there's different options.
Yeah, and you can, as far as the film goes, I mean, you can walk up the day of the film. Mm-hmm. But if you want to enter the costume contest, you don't have to come to the dinner. Anyone who's going to the movie, but you have to, you have to have a ticket for the movie to be in the costume contest.
Okay.
So
we'll take a break. Michelle Anna Jordan joining Chef John Ash and me live in the Chaos Arto Kitchen this morning.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, KSRO.
License number 254603.
Hey, Aunt Laura.
Danny.
Ever since we renamed our annual service plan to Grandpa Gatelli's Comfort Club...
He loves that name.
We've been getting more and more calls about Gatelli Gold.
That's just the loyalty credit.
Yes, and one piece of Gatelli Gold equals
one United States dollar.
Exactly. And for every year you are a member, we put 120 pieces of Gatelli Gold into the safe for you.
Just in case there's an emergency.
I hate emergencies, but I do love gold.
Well, Gatelli Gold will make sure emergencies aren't as expensive.
Wait, Aunt Laura, the Comfort Club is $120?
Are you just doing the math now, Danny?
G-O-T-E-L-L-I, Gatelli!
means that the Comfort Club is absolutely...
Visit us online at GatelliPlumbing.com.
A taste of Greece and the Middle East under the Sonoma County sun. It's a blast of culture as you experience the best of two worlds. September 28th and 29th from noon to 7, it's St. George's 17th Annual Greek and Middle Eastern Festival, a fusion of culture, food, and tradition. Dance like a Greek or Middle Easterner and eat like one, too. Feast on falafel, hummus, gyros, shawarma, baklava, kenefe, and more. Stroll through the international marketplace and enjoy beautiful live Middle Eastern music and traditional folk dancing. Relax and get creative with henna tattoos and end the day with a cup of freshly brewed Turkish coffee to stimulate your senses. The Kids Corner features tons of fun and games for children of all ages. St. George's is at 7311 College View Drive in Rohnert Park. 7311 College View Drive in Rohnert Park. Admission and parking are free, so yalla! Get out and enjoy this family-friendly festival experience. Opa!
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa has been taking excellent care of patients for over 30 years.
There's such a difference between doing things to people and taking good care of patients. And I've been blessed in my practice to be surrounded by people who know the difference.
Dr. Chernoff likes to use the term your natural best when advising patients on what procedures to have.
Our nicest compliment is always to create their aesthetic improvement such that no one ever knows that they've had it done. And that means creating a natural appearance, never a done appearance, never a pulled appearance.
He not only trains doctors and nurses nationwide, but also ensures his staff receives training to the same high standards.
I am proud to be referred to as a pioneer in the field of aesthetics because we have been deeply involved in the research and development of many techniques, both non-surgical and surgical.
Check the specials and services at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
The always delightful Michelana Jordan joining me, Chef John Ash and Steve in the KSRO kitchen. Michelle, I noticed you're no longer at the Press Democrat. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So you left a couple of weeks ago.
Well, my last column was supposed to appear at the last Wednesday in July, but then they skipped a week and it confused readers because it's like, she's not here. Where is she? Oh, here she is. But that was just a one-off. So I'm not there.
Okay. What are you doing now besides cooking at the Rialto for Rosemary's Baby? I know you've got always a lot of irons in the fire.
I do have irons in the fire. And I'm going to be, just before, actually, I guess it was this last spring, was going to launch an editorial services business. I have been editing everything from PhD dissertations, to knob all kinds of things, and letters. And I've always done it either for free or for really low. Oh, you're my friend, I'll edit for you. So I will be working on that probably over the winter. But I'm on Substack, and I am having such a good time on Substack. And if you don't know about Substack, it's a platform for writers and readers. And it is, I think, about to take off in a really big way. I consume an awful lot of news on MSNBC, and a lot of the guests that come on, one of the last things they'll say is, and you can find me, this guy Simon, he is the most hopeful person right now about election results, and he writes on Substack, and his page is called the Hopium Chronicles. Ruth Ben-Ghiat, who is probably our country's leading expert on the history of strong men. She's there. Heather Cox Richardson is there. There's a lot of people writing about food, wine, beer, music. Grill Marcus, my favorite living writer. In fact, my first time on Substack was a year ago when Grill Marcus I had had surgery and was suffering from shingles, and he said, I'm sending you something to cheer you up. And it was Sly Stone's memoir. And then he said, do you think you could write something about it for me? And so I walked around pacing for a couple of weeks thinking, how am I going to write for Grill Marcus? And I got an email, and he says, do you think I could get that today? And I said, how about 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Wow.
And I got it to him at 3 o'clock, and then I held my breath. And about 30, he knows, he understands. About 30 minutes later, I got, Michelle, this is great. This is good. No, this is great. This is everything I hoped for.
I just want to mention, I read that piece. It's one of your best pieces of all time.
Thank you.
I love the piece about you and Sly Stone, because you grew up in the Bay Area. In
I grew up in Vallejo.
And you and Sly.
Me and Sly.
Like simpatico.
Yeah, and that's actually an edited excerpt from a memoir I'm working on. So it was really fun to do that. But Grill Marcus is there, and he has his archives, and he's actually inspired me a lot. You know, I wrote for a long time for the paper, which became The Independent, and I have these essays that are still very relevant
today.
Back
to the 80s and 90s, correct?
The early 90s, starting in 1990. But yeah, I've been writing about Sonoma County food, I think, longer than anyone currently alive. since either 84 or 86. But I have it organized in such a way that I have several sections that are food, and I call them like pantry. So if you're missing seasonal pantry, you're going to find very similar content. Stove, table. I love to talk about sharing a table, the importance of eating together. And there's so much in the commercial world right now which is downplaying that. All these things like, you know, whatever. You know, you get a box and it has the food already chopped for you so that you can go on. Eating's not important. Just get it over with so you can go be you. So there's that. And then there's My Sonoma. And this is where I'm telling a lot of the Lakeville stories, which I know you read.
Yeah.
That was part of My Sonoma. There's something called Jukebox, which is where the Sly Stone interview, or the Sly Stone essay was. And I'm going to be doing playlists. I'm going to have my election season playlist up soon. And then Grab Bag. And Grab Bag is anything I want to write about. But also, you can have guest writers. And so I've got a list of names for, in fact, John, I would love it if you do a guest, you could do a guest essay on any topic, I post it, and then I link to your Substack, and that, and I restack it, and that drives more traffic to yours. So there's all these kinds of ways to interact, and I'm going to launch, as soon as I get enough people, I gotta take a little sip here, something called Ask Michelle.
Ask Michelle.
And my plan right now is to do it once a week, once I build up enough of an audience. And I know that Heather Cox Richardson, for example, sometimes does she speaks and records it rather than writing an essay. But I want to do...
So you can post that on Substack too?
Oh, yeah. You can post videos. I've got my grandson and I are going to be producing 1.5 to 2 minute videos. The first one is going to be literally... how to boil water, because a lot of kids don't know. So we're going to be doing a close-up of water when it's actually in a rolling boil. So he is very adept at doing the video part of it.
And how old is he?
He's now 23.
Oh yes, so he's not a kid.
He's not a little kid. Yeah. And he's on his way. He's working on his career. We knew he'd be an actor, but the focus is on stand-up comedy. He goes to all of the open mic nights, and the comics who are getting paid for it and everything, they're now saying, hey, you're good, dude. Come open for me. So he's focusing on his career. He says, this is how I'm going to get famous.
Well, this is really cool because, of course, we loved your writing, but we also love your voice. It's unmistakable. You have talk with such passion and enthusiasm, and that will be part of Substack?
Yes, and what I want to do, and I have somebody lined up, because technically I need help. I'm going to take, you know, I did 27 years at KRCB.
Yeah.
I have an interview with Werner Herzog. I have Les Blank. I have you, John. I have so many people. And what I need to do is edit them down to just the interview part. And we'll be doing that and then posting it on Substack. And then once that's done, I hope to then do some really dying to interview certain people. I'll see, like, there's this guy, he posted on Facebook in Sonoma County Gardening, and he's growing Hawaiian purple sweet potatoes, and it showed him harvesting them. And I wanted to just crawl through my computer and say, I have to interview you immediately.
So right now, where can we access your work?
Michelle Anna Jordan, spell it correctly, 1L2Ns .substack.com. Very easy, pops right up. Substack is supported by subscriptions. Subscription levels begin at free. So it's not expensive, but $8 a month. Some people pledged $16 a month. And then there's a level called founding members, and they're the ones that really hold up the support. And there are two founding level, $150 to $240 a year.
Okay. So, but the nice thing is you can sample, you can try before you buy.
You can try before you buy, and you can. Right now, there's 20 million readers on Substack. 2 million of them pay, so 18 million of them are there for free, and there's. At last count, there's 17,000 writers. So it's absolutely an incredible resource with very low, there's not really any hurdle. You know, you want to read an article, you don't have to enter your email or anything else. You just go, oh, Grill Marcus, I'm going to read that. John Ash, I'm going to read that. It's very easy. And friends can recommend you as soon as you are on, John, let me know, and I'll put you on my page. Because then you see a list and people recommend you. It's like, oh, look, Michelle's on this person. I'll try that. What's she doing? So it's really easy.
Sounds very supportive.
It's very supportive. And it's, you know, they take a portion.
Sure, well, sure. They
got, of course.
Infrastructure.
They made the platform, and it's a very, very good platform.
Okay, we'll be back with Michelle Anna Jordan. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, in the KSRO kitchen.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all-day coverage of local news on KSRO.
Agricultural community farmers markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. Late summer and early fall is the time for apples. From Gravenstein's to Gala's, there's nothing like a crisp, juicy apple. Shenate Gardens has peppers, tomatoes, and figs. Congratulations to Triple T Farms celebrating their 40th year. They have tomatoes, hot sauce, garlic, and more. Grab local green beans, Persian cucumbers, and broccoli from Ibarra Farms. Camacho Farms is bursting with berries, leafy greens, and lemon cucumbers. Bud's Meats is featuring their beef jerky. Mama Mel's is back with all your favorite gluten-free goodies. Noble Beekeeping has fresh honeycomb. Santa Rosa Seafood has salmon and more every Saturday. Grab prepared foods from the restaurant-quality food vendors.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Right now, there are buyers waiting for your home to come on the market to help you navigate the busy summer market. Meet the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team, the Norman Home Team.
This is Allison Norman. When you work with the Norman Home Team, you get my nearly 2 decades of experience in all areas of residential real estate, including senior relocation, trust and probate, veterans, investors, and land. Stephanie brings valuable insight to help our millennial and Gen Z buyers.
I'm Stephanie Norman. I've worked in and around real estate for over 14 years. Now, as a licensed real estate agent, I can help our buyers and sellers through the entire transaction.
Picture this, a team with a wide range of expertise, a seasoned negotiator, and a tech-savvy millennial with a shared passion for real estate. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com. The Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237.
It's Mom Fireplace Center's biggest sale of the year, and our staff has over 100 years of experience to help you. The annual fall sale at Mom Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa features 10 to 40% discounts store-wide on gas stoves, inserts, fireplaces, gas logs, and fire pits. Find your flame at Mom Fireplace Center, 368 Yolanda Avenue, on the web at momfireplacecenter.com. Mom Fireplace Center, we satisfy your burning desires.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. And just a little bit more information about that dinner in Petaluma featuring food from many producers with Chef John Ash at the 550-acre ranch, the McAvoy Ranch. It's
which
a
is
collaboration.
One of the most beautiful places in the world.
It's with Hog Island, and
yes,
it'll feature recipes from your new book,
yeah,
the Hog Island Book of Fish and Seafood, and you'll be there signing autographs. It's October the 5th,
yes,
which is a Saturday evening,
yeah,
beginning at 5 p.m., and you can go to the Hog Island or the McAvoy website for ticket information. I know this will be a sellout because it's limited.
Yeah.
It'll be a great event.
Yeah.
So, Michelle.
Yes.
Back to you. What are you up to besides all the other things you've told us?
Well, in addition to launching Substack, working on an avenue in editing, and I have gotten some really fascinating jobs with that. I'm also working on ways to reach people who read me in the Press Democrat in print. I can reach people who read me online fairly easily, but people who read me in print, that's a little bit harder. And it's one of the reasons I really appreciate you asking me to be on the show today. Anyone can reach out to me, Michelle@MichelleAnnaJordan.com. That way you only have to remember basically one thing. Substack is my full name, and my email address can be my full name. So Michelle with one L and Michelle with two N's. And reach out to me. You're planning a party and you're not sure what to do. You want to do something special for an event in November, even if it's not Thanksgiving. I have been making menu suggestions. I've been planning menus, providing not only recipes, but also shopping lists for the number of people. And I will do that for you. I mean, if I'm doing a full-on consultation, I do charge. But if it's a quick thing, it's like, oh, you want that? You need to know where to get the best something or other? I can send you right there. If you want purple sweet potatoes, for example. If you want purple yams, go to Asia Mart.
But you should charge, because you're such a wealth of information.
Well, entry level.
Yeah.
The first one's free. But if it's a full-on, this is what you should do for your party and your recipe, and I provide a little package. I mean, I tell you when to prep, all that sort of thing. It's more hand-holding. It's not me doing it for you.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that, and I will be reaching out on, you know, I have a whole marketing plan now. The things that I have to do to get Substack more notice, because I've only so far really drummed up subscribers. I've got about 410 subscribers right now.
But you earn some money.
Oh, you do. Anyone who signs up to pay you $8 a month on up, they work with something, I can't even remember the name of it, but they send you money, they deposit it every 48 hours.
Okay.
So
Whoa.
You get the money
yeah.
very, very quickly,
yeah.
and they're very on top of the
so
accounting
we can start,
side
we're
of it.
Almost out of time, so we can start reading you today.
Substack, MichelleAnnaJordan.substack.com. Say hi. Ask me a question. I will post the answer within an hour or two.
And it'll only cost you 50 cents.
John Ash, thank you for today.
Yes, you're welcome.
And make sure you go to the KSR website, because John's recipe, which is sensational for larb, is up there now. As well as your two recipes for coffee poached pears with Jack Daniel's cream and cinnamon twists. That's one.
Yeah, and you don't have to do all those stuff. It's just poach the pears.
Just poach the damn pears.
Yeah. I need to say the larb. Larb is one of my favorite things in the world.
Well, his recipe's second to none, let me tell you.
Yeah.
It's mighty good. Thanks very much for listening. Back next Saturday. And thank you, Michelle Anna-Jordan.
Thank you.
Keep in touch.
Oh, you can be sure. Mm.
Coming up next, it's the news, and then At the Table with Clark Wolf. I'm Steve Garner. Thanks again for listening.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.